And 6:06, we have fog, mist, 33 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 38 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The winter weather advisory continues for us until noon today. Freezing drizzle should be coming to an end later this morning. Roads are mostly wet at this hour, but slick in spots, especially the bridges and the overpasses. Happening right now, at least one person is dead in an auto crash this morning. It is on 106th Street North near 161st East Avenue, that is east of Owosso. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol this morning is handling that investigation. A news conference will be held later this morning to announce public meetings on the needs to improve the Tulsa Jail and the Juvenile Center.
The end result could be a tax increase to expand the Moss Center and build a new Juvenile Justice Center. The public safety town hall meetings will include the possibility of using the 0.067% sales tax dropped by the City of Tulsa during the Improve Our Tulsa effort. Sheriff Stanley Glantz has previously outlined overcrowding problems and his belief in the need for new facilities.
We're not asking for a full penny. It's going to be just a portion of a penny. Probably less than a cup of coffee a week is what we're going to ask for from the community.
The town hall meetings will be held the weeks of January 13th and 20th. April 1st would be the earliest date possible for an election. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa's homeless population continues to present challenges to downtown businesses, residents, and visitors. Tom Baker is the manager for Tulsa's Downtown Coordinating Council. He says the DCC is working hard with social service agencies to make real progress this year.
We're going to do everything we can in a very collaborative way. Chambers, Downtown Vice President Delise Tomlinson and I are working together representing downtown with all of these agencies, and we've had three meetings on different areas or topic areas, and we have one more to go.
The city's role could involve policy making to help agencies accomplish their missions. The Tulsa metro area is well on its way to recovering from the jobs lost in the recession of 2009. Tulsa Regional Chamber economist Bob Ball says the latest numbers show that the labor force is expanding, the number of unemployed dropping, and employment going up.
Everyone who was out of a job, based on those statistics, got a job, plus others got jobs that weren't even included in the statistics. So it's a great thing.
Ball says the numbers also show the Tulsa area with the largest concentration of employment and manufacturing in the state. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Oklahoma school children would not be punished for chewing their breakfast pastries into the shape of a gun. It's under a bill introduced by a Republican legislator. The Representative Sally Kern yesterday filed the measure, calling it her Common Sense Zero Tolerance Act. Well, if you meet age and income guidelines, you can get a $25 sales tax rebate from the City of Tulsa. City spokeswoman Laura Weber says that you have until April 15th to submit your application.
This is the fourth and final year that we have a sales tax rebate available from the 2008 Fix Our Streets package. And the eligibility is someone who is 65 years old by the end of 2013, had to turn 65 years old, or qualify for the Oklahoma sales tax refund or Oklahoma earned income tax credit.
After the filing deadline, rebates will be sent out once eligibility is confirmed. Our weather forecast, a winter weather advisory till noon, otherwise mostly cloudy today and a high of 38. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, but we will stay well above freezing. Tomorrow, spring-like, showers and thunderstorms, not severe, but we will have a high of 57. And on the weekend, sunny both days with highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Right now in Tulsa, fog, mist, and 33. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.